RadioMD.com. It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
As technology creates this increase in sedentary lifestyle, many of us are stuck in front of computers or microphones for many hours a day when maybe that isn't really what we should be doing, and it might be even contributing to this increased risk of heart disease in the country. Well, I'm sure that it is. My guest is Robert Restaino. He's a graduate student in the University of Missouri School of Medicine, Department of Medical Pharmacology and Physiology. Welcome to the show, Robert. So tell us a little bit about some research that you're doing about vascular function and sedentary, sitting there at our desks and at our computers.
Hi, well, thanks for having me. So basically, what our study was built off of was that we've seen a lot of epidemiological data showing that chronic exposure to prolonged bouts of sitting has kind of developed as its own independent risk factor of cardiovascular disease. And so what our study set out to do was we wanted to tease apart what happens in an acute bout of prolonged sitting, 6 hours, which is reflective of a general work day. Basically, what is happening to vascular function within the legs and what kind of impairments are occurring during this prolonged sitting period that, if then extrapolated out to chronic exposure, how could that then lead to the development of cardiovascular disease?
Robert, we do a show here for the American College of Sports Medicine, and they're coining this phrase, sitting is the new smoking. So it really is contributing, as we know, to so many of the ills. And when you talk about vascular disease and leg peripheral vascular problems, what are you seeing in that 6-hour acute study that you did?
That's correct. So really, I mean, as we know, the leg vasculature is definitely a more at risk for developing things like peripheral arterial disease. And so basically what we saw was that within this 6-hour period of sitting, over time, leg blood flow that we measure using Doppler ultrasound is essentially being reduced. And along with that, measures of vascular reactivity, the ability of the arteries to dilate in response to internal stimuli, such as increases in blood flow, is also being impaired. And so it's this impairment in vascular function that we see in this acute setting that, if brought out into more chronic exposure, could in turn lead to development of things like peripheral arterial disease in these legs.
And having trouble getting the blood back up to the heart if you're just sitting there for hours. So what do you want people to take home from this study that you're doing, and the message that you want people to do? You know, if they're stuck at their desk and their boss gives them the hairy eyeball if they get up to walk around, what do you want them doing?
Really, I mean, it's kind of a matter of, I mean, we used walking in our study, but really what we are kind of determining, too, is that it could be just a matter of just any kind of muscle activity. So any kind of calf stretches or just simple exercises that you can do sitting at your desk in front of your computer or whatever your job might be if you are going to be exposed to prolonged periods of sitting over the course of a work day, is just doing anything you can to facilitate maintaining increases in blood flow. And that's generally done, like as you kind of referred to, is just moving those muscles around and actually getting some small bouts of exercise, anything that you can do, basically.
Well, for an example, listeners, I got up out of my seat in front of my microphone, and right now I am doing some plié squats, and none of you know it, but I am moving my hips around and doing plié squats. We can move. You can get up from your desk. What do you think about this advent of treadmill desks or, you know, there's some, even, Robert, there's some, I've been seeing some offices that are trying, I think one of them's in Sweden, really unusual desks and positions so that you're not in that sitting position where your legs are at that 90-degree angle, reducing that blood flow. What do you think about that? Do you think that's kind of the wave of the future?
I know they're definitely becoming a lot more popular. I've seen a lot of those treadmill desks. I've kind of heard from people who use them that you got to be good at multitasking if you're going to be on your computer and walking at the same time. But I definitely think that it's definitely a good trend that has been developing. And again, it just kind of comes back to being able to do anything that you can while you're being productive, obviously, during your work day, to get any kind of exercise in the leg muscles in order to kind of facilitate the function of leg vasculature.
If you could go to employers around the country and work with their businesses, what would you tell them if you walked into an insurance company or a bank or something and you see all the cubicles and everyone's sitting there behind them? What would you tell the boss?
I would basically probably one of the main things would be just to allow your employees to kind of be able to get up and stretch and move around a little bit, just to, again, just stay active as you can. Even if you can't leave your desk and go for a short walk, just for the ability to break up the prolonged period of sitting with any kind of muscular activity, any kind of little bits of exercise.
Well, it certainly is important, and I think as corporate fitness and corporations around the country are realizing things like absenteeism, productivity, things that are increased when you have a healthier workforce, when you have healthier employees, and that it's decreasing absenteeism and people are getting sick less and they're paying out less for insurance things because people have to go to the doctor less. So it really is all about getting up, moving around, physical activity. And what are you getting your graduate degree in, Robert?
So my degree will be in medical physiology. From the University of Missouri here at the School of Medicine, and basically looking at these different kinds of exercise bouts and being able to improve cardiovascular health.
So, and I think that this is great, and this is what the American College of Sports Medicine is doing as well. They look at these kinds of things, and one single bout of exercise can lower your blood pressure for up to 4 hours. It can clear out arteries, just make you feel better. What do you think about some of these things? Like, I've seen even under your desk, there's like the little bicycle thing so you can move your legs while you're sitting there and nobody even really knows, but you're just kind of going on your legs. Do you think this is going to increase our multitasking ability? I mean, we're such a multitasking nation anyway.
Yeah, I think it is. And I think it's, you know, again, they're really just kind of simple adjustments, just small adjustments that everyone can make in their typical workday sitting at their desk. Like I even said before, just something as simple as just some calf raises, you know, every little bit, just doing some calf stretch, any kind of ankle flexion or anything like that. Anything you can do to just keep some activity in those muscles and facilitate the blood flow.
Well, absolutely. And I think this applies to kids, too, as we're seeing more gym and recess cut in favor of academics, and kids are sitting for 6 to 8 hours a day at a desk at school, and they're not able to run around. It makes it so you can't even really think straight. So there's so many more things that we're realizing that come from that sedentary lifestyle. And even the fidgeters now, Robert, I just did a thing on the other day about fidgeting and how that actually can be good for you because it gets your body moving, really gives you that extra little movement that you might not get if you're somebody that sits still all the time. You have about 30 seconds. Give us your very best advice, taking from this study what you want people to know.
Well, it kind of goes off what we already know, that exercise makes you feel good. And, you know, it's the body's natural response to want to move around. And so break up the sitting time with just a little bit of activity during your day, and it'll definitely do wonders to improve your cardiovascular health.
It certainly will, and you're hearing this from a graduate student. I mean, this is what they're doing. They're finding this research out, listeners, and we're giving you this information because this is the latest information. It's coming out, but we already know it. It's more and more being reinforced, and that's the whole secret, is that this stuff is getting reinforced, and you know that you need to get up. So if you're sitting at a desk listening to Radio MD, which you know, Radio MD is a multitask medium. That's what we are. You can listen to us while you're walking, while you're listening to your phone. You can go take a walk. You can listen while you're on the treadmill. You can listen while you're getting in and out of your car. This is what this medium is. So listen to Radio MD. Share these shows with your friends and get up, move around, take a walk, jump around, do some jumping jacks, anything that gets that blood flow. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.